Welcome to AM Best Audio.
As the insurance industry faces mounting pressure to modernize, innovation in claims and policy management is accelerating. From AI-powered automation to flexible pricing models and integrated digital ecosystems, insurers are rethinking how they operate to improve efficiency, reduce costs, and deliver better outcomes. Legacy systems and outdated processes are giving way to cloud-native platforms and intelligent tools that streamline workflows and support real-time decision-making. As expectations rise across the value chain, the industry is embracing new technologies to stay competitive, responsive, and resilient in a rapidly evolving market. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best Audio. And joining us now to discuss that and other trends in the market is James Benham. He's CEO and co-founder of Terra. James, welcome. So great to speak with you again. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's wonderful to speak with you again too, Lori. I really appreciate you having me on.
James, as emerging technologies continue to transform the insurance landscape, many insurers are exploring new ways to streamline operations and improve outcomes. How are cloud-native platforms and AI shaping the future of workers' compensation and claims management?
Well, claims management, real claims management, where you actually are employing the claims adjusters and you're getting into the claim file every day, talking to claimants, managing their medical care, managing their return to work strategy, managing their expectations, their emotions, getting involved, all the ancillary service providers is a very complex business. And I've been diving down this rabbit hole for a very long time now, 24 years in business. Of those 24 years, 21 in insurance. And of those 21, about 18 in work comp. And so I've spent 18 years watching this, and it is really, really, really complex. There's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of disparate systems. Your average TPA that's handling claims, your average carrier will have dozens of systems, sometimes north of three or four dozen different systems that are used to deliver the end result. And of course, the end result is closure of the claim, return to work for the claimant, right? Like that's the end result that you always want on the claim side. On the program administration side, you want to quote, bind, pay, issue, renew, bind, rate, underwrite, all those functions around underwriting and program management. It's a very complex business. Work comp claims are equally as complex because you can have a claim that's open for decades. Right, decades. And so it means that there's just an incredible volume of data. Sometimes there's 30, 40, or even 50 different software systems. So having cloud-native platforms can really, really help. First off, it's a monumental job to manage software. And having to deal with the legacy problems of dealing with servers, hardware, storage, that's why I've certainly recommended to all of my clients that ask me for advice or their advisory or consulting clients to really take a hard look at not owning servers anymore, because it makes you, if you do it right, can make you far more flexible, far more scalable, far more capable of responding to a large influx of demands, a large influx of tank claims if you have a big takeover event. And so cloud native platforms give you that. They also, if you get the right cloud native platforms, give you wonderful access to data through the use of APIs, application programming interfaces. APIs allow us to tap into systems and then pull them out into really good business intelligence systems like Power BI or Tableau that so many people like to use, so you can get the information you need on what's actually going on with your claims. And of course, once you have the ability to tap into a cloud-native platform, to deploy it quickly, to scale it to your organization, to onboard 10,000 claims if you want to. And then you can tap into that information through an API and you can bring it into Power BI or Tableau or another reporting suite. You have the ability to really just make better decisions. You have the ability to identify claims that are going to be problems. And then you can start integrating your core systems and your core handling systems with artificial intelligence systems. And you can call them components, you can call them engines, you can call them AI companies. At the end of the day, there's quite a few companies who have rolled out machine learning publicly available machine learning algorithms that help you predict outcomes, right? So those are kind of mathematical engines that consume all of the data, all the structured and unstructured data in the claim, then can help you with things like predicting the total reserves you should set, or predicting the severity of a claim, or recommending a treatment. As long as you keep the human in the loop, you're going to be in good shape. In other words, let the licensed adjuster make the final decision. The same thing as in underwriting, when you're doing program administration underwriting, let the underwriter make the final call, but let have AI advise that decision with really, really, really good access to information. Why? Because so the predominance of data we have in workers' compensation is unstructured data. Text notes, audio, video, pictures. These are all things that we have to consume. And so AI tools are really good, especially the latest generation of large language models that can interpret intent. They can read medical files and summarize them and then help you make better decisions. They can read through a whole bunch of doctor's notes and then bring to light the most severe cases, because often claims adjusters are expected to read hundreds of pages of notes and summarize it. That's a monumental task in itself. So there's really some amazing capabilities you can deliver when you have a cloud native platform combined with some really modern artificial intelligence components that allow you to make better decisions, automate menial tasks, and really free up the claimant and the underwriter to do their job. For the adjuster, freeing them up to talk to the claimant. For the underwriter, freeing them up to talk to the insured. There's some really wonderful things that come on the other side of this that can be very, very helpful for everybody in workers' comp.
What challenges do insurers face when integrating third-party services, and how is the industry moving forward toward more seamless ecosystem-based solutions?
Well, there's a lot of legacy solutions in insurance. I mean, there's a lot of old software. It's kind of like prime movers disadvantage. Work comp carriers and third-party administrators, self-insured groups and funds. If you really kind of look at the whole work comp ecosystem, there's a whole bunch, and really the whole insurance ecosystem. We can just step outside of work comp and just look at everybody in insurance and just say they were early to adopt systems, which means they've got a bunch of really old stuff. They have old COBOL-based systems. They have old Alpha-4 data sets. They've got some really archaic tech that at the time was not archaic, made them prime movers. They were early to adopt an AS400. There are still prospects I'm talking to that use AS400 systems, which is a very, 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 very old system to have to maintain. And so I would say that's the first challenge when you're trying to integrate third-party services. If they don't have a really good way to pull data out and push data in, it can be a really big pain in the rear end. Now, the wonderful thing is that AI-enabled RPA tools, robotic process automation tools, allow you a little bit of a workaround there, where you can actually have your RPA robot, which is a software robot that sits on a server or a desktop, that can log into software that doesn't have an integration interface like an API, and it can use it like a human to input data and extract data out. But that's a workaround. That's a workaround to having a proper API and integration endpoints. And so that's the biggest challenge they have with integrating third-party services. Let's say you're a carrier or you're a TPA and you've got 40 or 50 or even 60 different systems that help you with all the aspects of your job. Well, you can end up with multiple copies of all kinds of really important lists. Like you can have multiple copies of client lists, multiple copies of claimant lists, multiple copies of contacts. You can end up with a very difficult time. And that's the question was about the challenges they face. That's a big challenge. If your core data sets aren't synchronized and you don't have them connected together, then you've got data silos. And you have data silos, you know, unsynced data silos. So you can actually get different reporting information depending on which different system you query in your company. And that creates chaos inside the organization because no one can pull the exact same reporting data and agree on the source data. And if you can't agree on the source data for something you're trying to look at, like let's say you've got a high average cost per claim or high you know, number of claims, you have high severity, you have high frequency, or you got a claim overrun problem, or you got a reserving problem, or let's say you're over-reserving or under-reserving, you've got to diagnose that problem with data. And if you don't have a common agreement on where the data lives and which data is the primary and which is the secondary, which is the subscriber or publisher, you can end up with a really big problem on your hands because you can't actually get to the root or the core cause, right? We're always, always, always looking for causality and correlation. First, you look for correlation. Which two data sets are correlation, right? Like in Star Trek, people with red shirts die. That's a Gene Roddenberry thing from the original Star Trek series. But do red shirts cause death? No. So you have correlation, but not causality, right? But, you know, if you have a Klingon walk into a bar in Star Trek, is there going to be a fight? Yes, that's correlation and causality, right? It's just to put it in nerd terms for you, in Star Trek terms, so you're always looking for that in insurance, correlation and causality. It's really, really hard to do if you have a bunch of third-party services that aren't easily integratable. And if you don't actually integrate them, all too often I see the same thing, that a lot of insurance organizations, whether SIGs, SIVs, TPAs, carriers, have the capacity to integrate and don't do it. So they end up with multiple copies or with slight variations, which is where the problem really comes in, of the same data set, whether that's claims, policies, clients, insureds. It creates absolute chaos.
And what about outdated pricing models? In what ways are insurers rethinking those models to offer more transparency and flexibility to clients?
Well, you know, I've seen this quite a bit, especially, you know, Tara's a claims and policy core system for work comp first organizations. So we support more than just comp, GL, property, auto, but comp's our first love, and we think you have to do comp really well. And as we rolled out our policy administration system, which does quote, bind, pay, issue, renew, then we got into this, right, which is pricing models. And there's some traditional old ways of pricing, and then there's some ways that are less common, like pay as you go. That is a different way of approaching the entire policy process. The technology has to be fitted to support that. In fact, if you talk to like a self-insured group that does pay as you go, that's their first question when they're talking to a software provider is, can you support pay as you go? That's really important to them. And there's a lot of software packages that can't support that. So that's something that insurers are really rethinking first is, can they even support a new pricing model with the technology stack that they have? Or are they going to have to do this manually in Microsoft Excel and Word, right? That's something that really gets insurers thinking is, okay, we want to approach a new pricing model. We want to give more flexibility to clients on how they pay, when they pay, you know, how they're audited, or, you know, whatever else that we're doing there. And so the first question generally is always, does our tech stack even support this? Does my claim system, my policy system, whatever it is, in this case, it would be your policy system that would handle the quote, bind, pay, and the rating and underwriting. It needs to support this new pricing model and billing models. It's not just pricing models, it's billing models. It's that's kind of why I mentioned pay as you go is just one example. And so I say there's a good bit of that. I see a lot of creativity in smaller SIGs and SIFs because they have just their members to worry about. And when their members say, hey, look, I really need this to work a different way, then they will strongly consider it because they're single state, single line, you know, mono state, mono line, and they can really move on that. And it can be very difficult for a large carrier to compete in that space. Cause right now we're seeing a lot of that. Business where large carrier, in particular in work comp historically wasn't very attractive. Now it's very attractive because it's one of the bright spots on profitability across lines. And so you're seeing a lot of mainstay carriers come in, first dollar carriers compete against self-insured groups that the SIGs usually didn't have that kind of competition. And they are competing with some innovating pricing models. And so we're definitely seeing flexibility on billing, flexibility on pricing, and better utilizing loss prevention, loss control techniques, and data on what the insured is doing to offer premium discounts as well. So, hey, if you use this, like let's say you're a construction self-insured group or you're a construction company, and if you use this project tool and use this safety tool and we can verify you're doing all of your safety audits, then we'll give you a pricing discount. That's pretty innovative. And so we're seeing some startup MGAs do that, and some smaller carriers, and even some larger mainstay carriers that are coming in and competing against the traditional self-insured groups that usually didn't have a lot of competition. They're coming in with some different ways of serving the client.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Earlier, you talked a bit about the growing use of AI. How is the use of AI, such as OCR, automated summaries, and predictive analytics, transforming operational efficiency across claims and policy administration? And how is Terra applying these technologies to reduce administrative burdens and to improve decision-making for insurers and TPAs?
I don't think people know how much manual work claims adjusters have to do every day. I think they need to go sit with them and like watch. Like sit in their cubicle. And this is something I really try to stay really close to my customers and understand what their day is like, and then not just what the CEO's day is like, but what's like the adjuster's day like, what's the underwriter's day like. And they have to. I'm just going to do one example. Okay, medical record summaries. Adjusters have to spend hundreds of hours reading through and summarizing medical records into the notes of the claim file. And it is an arduous task. It is highly time consuming, and it does help them understand what's going on with the insured. It helps them understand what's going on with the claimant, with the injured worker. But they can understand just as easily if you have an AI tool that's really has some really great prompt engineering done on a large language model, so that it can take that gigantic medical record and summarize it and break it down. Now, we've been able to do this, and it's really quite remarkable how the secure, and these are through secure AI tools where the data is held private and you know, you're not training the model with your data. It is remarkable how good it is at summarizing large amounts of text data, which is incredibly valuable to adjusters. So you can provide automated summaries. The same thing with notes. Like in Terra, we summarize all the notes. So if we have 50 or 70 notes, we automatically summarize them at the top. You know, and we've got some really fantastic things that we're doing with AI and OCR as well, where we can take inbound documents, and that's a part of our compliance module of Terra, where we take all their certificates of insurance and we OCR them using Azure's latest cognitive services product that takes images and then turns them into text and then reads the text and then populates an accord form, like a digital structured accord form. Well, that saves compliance folks on, because you're doing that for claim subrogation. So a subro unit, that saves them hundreds of hours. There's just, insurance is filled with manual tasks. It is absolutely chock full with manual tasks of reading data, summarizing data, populating data, transferring data, uploading it. And it turns out large language models are really good at that. Machine learning mathematical models are really, really good at taking data sets and finding correlation and causality and helping us assign a probability to outcomes. Some of the best engines that we've worked with are plus or minus 12 to 13%, sometimes 14% on 12 to 13 to 14% on predicting reserves. And that can be incredibly useful at identifying outliers need to identify. So it's really quite remarkable. And what's exciting for us at Terra is that we get to leverage a whole bunch of it inside of our cloud native app and deliver that embedded, included as part of our solution. You know, whether it's note summaries, med record summaries, document OCR, you can do so much and deliver so much value. And with a single feature add-on, you can save a client hundreds of hours a day. It's across their entire employee base. It's really amazing.
James, as insurers look to modernize, how important is eliminating setup barriers and reducing implementation risk when adopting new technology?
So important, largely because so many systems projects fail. It is a scary statistic that the technologists don't like talking about, that what percentage of projects fail. No one's going to talk about it publicly, and no one's going to do a case study in a magazine about it, because the people who paid for the multi-hundred million or multi-eight-figure or multi-seven-figure failure don't want it published that they paid for it and picked the wrong vendor. And the vendors, of course, don't talk to it because they don't want to suffer the embarrassment of people knowing that somebody spent $2 million on implementation or $3 million or $4 million on their implementation, or in some cases that I've heard, over $100 million of, you know, wasted on a failed implementation of a core system. And then they had to shut the project down before go live. And it actually happens way more often than people like to talk about. We certainly have seen that in spades over the last 20 plus years of being in the insurance business. That what we've done at Terra to try and cut down this confusion is we actually eliminated implementation fees completely. And we also made it so that our customers don't pay anything until they actually start using the software. This is now going to really challenge all my fellow SaaS companies, SaaS, you know, software as a service, cloud native solutions that are out there. I'm going to challenge all of them to stop charging customers for software that they're not using yet. I think it's really, really ridiculous that software as a service companies even charge fees while they're in implementation. I don't think they should do it. So we don't charge a dime until our clients are live. And we also don't charge them setup fees because we want our clients to be all in on the product. We're much more interested in the ongoing and long-time relationship. And we think that, you know, we've seen a lot of this, you know, high failure rate implementation, as well as charging licensing fees for a product the client's not using while they're in implementation for 9 months or a year and a half or 2.5 years. And it just doesn't make sense to us. And so that's why I think that the industry needs to move off of this antiquated model of charging gigantic setup fees with high project failure risk. And they also need to move off of charging for software that's not live yet. Doesn't make any sense to me.
And James, looking ahead, how do you see advancements like AI-driven automation, embedded marketplaces, and flexible pricing models reshaping the future of workers' compensation and broader insurance operations over the next several years?
Well, I definitely see a shift in the ability for insurance organizations of any size to get enterprise-grade technology and use it quickly. And that's really important because we're seeing a lot of MGAs continue to come into the market in all lines of business, and they need something very, very direct. They and TPAs too, they need the ability to have core systems that they can start small and grow with so that they can actually get into the insurance business and not have to outsource the most important parts of their business. Right. I mean, you certainly see that. You have like, you know, MGAs that really just sell. They're sales organizations, and they outsource all the underwriting. They outsource all the claims handling. But what I'm really excited about with all the AI-driven automation that's coming in, a lot of these solutions are bringing prices down. Embedded marketplaces where you can actually have interconnected systems between the people that are responsible for adjudicating a claim and all the ancillary providers that are responsible for helping you adjudicate the claim, and then, you know, flexible pricing and setup. I think the end of the day, it reduces the cost of entry to really adopt high quality, advanced enterprise grade technology and an insurance organization of any size, whether it's a monoline, monostate TPA or carrier or SIG or SIF, or if it's a multi-state, multi-line carrier. They shouldn't have to risk the entire organization on a multi-hundred million dollar implementation fee and license with such a high degree of risk. And so I think that's a wonderful advancement. It also means that you know, this is kind of what I'm obsessed with personally over the last two plus decades of being in insurance, is allowing workers to spend more time with people, you know, allowing claimants and underwriter and the claims adjusters and the claimants more time to talk, more time to show empathy, more time to listen and explain, rather than having to perform so many menial tasks. And it's the same thing on underwriting. It spend more time understanding the risk and less time performing manual tasks. At the end of the day, I think it will result in a happier workplace and insurance organizations. I also think it's going to result in better outcomes, better claims outcomes, better underwriting outcomes. We're going to make better decisions on underwriting. We're going to make better decisions on claims. And I think we'll have happier people. And ideally, a claimant who's truly indemnified, restored to their original state or better, and a client that is happily sharing risk because they're getting so much out of it. So I think that's the outcome.
James, this has been so interesting, so informative, and it's always a pleasure to speak with you. I'd like to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Lori, and have a wonderful time.
Thank you. You also. That was James Benham, CEO and co-founder of Terra. For AM Best Audio, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.